Michelle, if you'll please call the roll.
Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Councilmember Hadler?
Here.
Councilmember Longacre?
Thank you. On the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and a payroll summary. I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda from the March 10th meeting, claims and payroll summaries from that meeting also.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda has passed. Department reports. Chief Hurd.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. I really don't have anything to add to my report unless you have some questions for me.
Questions to Chief Hurd?
I just have a question. The meeting that you went to, the Earth meeting, is that an outside group or is that something we did internally?
I didn't go. Two of the officers went. The mayor was there, so he could probably tell you more about it. I think it was like opposing energy.
It was an outside group coming here to
set. Yes.
It was outside group.
Yes.
Okay.
Came
okay.
To make a presentation in opposition to the nuclear and any data centers that may
okay.
And the utilization of water for those facilities.
Okay.
It was an interesting.
I'm sure it was. They're doing it other places in Montana.
Yeah.
One question, Chief. So is this the second woman that we've had trouble with at Colstrip Inn and Suites?
Because
it was, in the last 4 to 6 weeks, it was the officers responded earlier something, and then there was a car. Yeah. So it's the second one.
Yeah.
Okay. It just started to be funny. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Chief. Michelle.
Have my report as well, Council. I don't have anything to add to that. I will be addressing the sidewalk ordinances when we get to that in the agenda. So if you have any questions on that, let me know then. If you have any other questions on my report.
Any questions, Michelle?
That's good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Christian.
Sorry. You're fine.
You got it. Pat's report in front of you. I do have one thing to add regarding the quarterly samples, our DEQ quarterly samples. Josh with DEQ is making all the surface water treatments. We got a new sample that we're taking. I run the water plant, so I'll just add to it, but this new sample is testing microplastics in our water, so that's a new one that we're going to be taking quarterly. That's not a monthly one to a quarterly one. And other than that, yeah. Any other questions?
Questions, Christian?
How come you don't use stuff by Jonas? That's what we mine here. Putting these water filters.
That's a good question.
I'm just being smart.
We just sent it off this last week, so haven't gotten results back or anything, but yeah.
Okay.
I remember reading about it at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a new sample right now. It's like new to all these towns, so they're giving a little bit of leeway. I mean, if you got to be super delicate with it, you can't wear certain stuff or you'll contaminate the sample, and very, very delicate. So say you do contaminate it, they'll give you a new sample to retake, and they're pretty lenient right now. But
okay, so you are already collecting them.
Yeah, we just took it for the first time this last week. So.
Okay, that was mm-hmm. Okay.
And then every quarter from now on, we're going to be doing this.
Okay, sorry, I misunderstood.
No.
Any questions?
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mayor and council members, last week was our audit. We still have a few things that to finish up. There's things that have to be so many grant monies, and that's what triggered this federal audit. So I gave you a couple different handouts. The first one is one that has all of our major projects for the last few years, the estimated cost, the actual cost, and then the funding sources. And as you can see, on each one of these, there was at least three different funding mechanisms in place to pay for these studies or projects. And so I just want to give it to you. I know most of you know about it, but you might not know where all the money came from and how we turned out as far as estimated costs versus actual costs. So that's why I'm giving you to this. There's no problems with it or concerns with it. It's just informational.
I appreciate that.
Figured you would.
Yes, thank you.
And the second one was, says Co-Board Grants on the top of it. So Co-Board Grants 2025-26. Right now, obviously, the economic diversification strategy has not been done yet. So the one that we have is $30,000. Cemetery paving project, we submitted our draw request last week for the completion report. So those are the most recent grants we've received from the full board. And then the rest of the pages, it just goes back and gives you some history of the full board grants. Most all of these are done and closed out, with the exception of the Business Innovation Center, obviously. And then, of course, the new one for the economic diversification. And the Cedar to Wastewater Treatment Plant Water Main, we did submit the draw and completion report today on that one. So, like I said, just information. We had to do a lot of updating these and reporting, of course, last week, helping the auditors put it all together because it's kind of a complicated maze, but we got it done. So, I think that's all I have to report for tonight.
Any questions, Michelle?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Michelle. That's great information. If I wish we'd have, and probably somewhere we have, could track, I don't know how long that would take, all the grants that we've received over the years. It would be mind-boggling on the numbers, that, the dollars that we've been fortunate to receive. But thank you for putting that together. On my report, at the last co-board meeting, there was $940,000 available, and they funded, there's $554,000 remaining for the June meeting. And if anybody would like to see copies of that, I did give you copies of the request, and if I see any more information, I'm sure be glad to provide that for you.
Thank you.
Okay, House Bill 368, that's the water bill, and I'm going to be attending that meeting by Zoom. Visited briefly with Representative Perry. That discussion is going to occur Friday, but my plan is to be there. Don't anticipate any issues with that. I gave council members a copy of the latest revision of that bill, and so we are hopeful that this will smoothly sail through the interim committee without any issues. Representative Ferris does sit on that subcommittee. Jennifer Olson with the League of Cities and Towns, she will be there representing the city, and of course I'll be there on Zoom. So that's what the status is of that, and it would be really hopeful that issue will be resolved at that meeting. I did attend the Honor the Earth meeting. That's an interesting title. And if anybody would like to have information that was presented at that, I'd be glad to share that with you. But it's really, would you like to see it?
I'll get with you tomorrow or something.
Okay. I'll get copies of that for everybody. That was an interesting meeting. And I don't know, there were about 15 people here, something like that, 15 people that attended it. There was an overwhelming crowd down in the reservation. And the meeting down there lasted 2.5 hours, I guess, on the reservation. Significant opposition on some issues. that they have with nuclear utilization of water and a data center. I did send a letter to the bargaining unit, collective bargaining agreements, and we'll be reviewing the agreements that are in place. And I did invite Joe Dompierre into a meeting to begin the discussions with the agreements. And I understand that the IBEW did approve the offer that from the plants. So, and then I heard that the mine
ratified.
The ratified. So the ratification occurred on those. So that's good. So we'll get through this. The contracts are up at the end of the year. So are up for renewal on June the 30th. So that's where we're at on that. And then I had the opportunity to attend a meeting with Northwestern Energy last week. And so this was a very enlightening meeting with the futures that they have planned for electrical energy in the state. And so I brought back copies of that. And Brian Bird, the CEO of Northwestern, did the presentation, and it was an hour and a half long. And he was steady, an hour and a half, and very impressive CEO. And he talked about Colstrip numerous times throughout the discussion. And Jim Acheson and I were invited to be a part of that, and it was a great presentation, and it was exciting for me, and also for Jim to hear what their plans are for Colstrip. And the values that they place on those units, being that they are now 55% owners of those units. They did talk about the land purchase north of town, eight or nine sections that Northwestern has purchased, and he indicated that the purpose of that purchase is for eventual natural gas plant, and nuclear. Those are the plans of Northwestern Energy north of town. So that was very exciting. He also discussed what they plan on doing with the transmission line, on doing some upgrades to that transmission line to make it where it can accommodate the larger amounts of electricity going through those lines. So that was interesting.
The existing one?
Oh, the existing lines.
Oh, yeah,
they're going to upgrade the existing lines. And I did not even know they could do that. But that's what their plans are and of course, you know, of course, the line that we have that will be beginning construction in 2027 that goes east of here. And so it was great, you know, just walk through that. There's a lot of good information that talks about nuclear and what some of their plans are with nuclear and of course, the Colstrip units and the costs associated with their acquisition. So it was just a really excellent meeting. So that's what I've got. And then I had a kind of a fun thing that occurred that's been in the works for the last over a year, and I'd like to share a little bit of that with council members. But I get a copy of the Bright magazine that's put out by Northwestern Energy. And we also get one here at City Hall, and then I get one as a retiree. And a little over a year ago, they did an article on Oliver the Ostrich. And I contacted them, and I thought they talked about the nesting and some of the things that they do on platform nesting. So I contacted them. And I asked them if they would consider putting up a nesting platform in Colstrip. And I hadn't heard anything for almost a year. I'd never heard anything back from them. And then when I went to the executive forum in Livingston, I met Mike Mize, who is the mayor of Belgrade. And Mike is also a Northwestern employee. He's their community relations manager. And he works out of Belgrade. So I had an opportunity to sit down and visit with him on my proposal to Northwestern would be for them to set up a nesting platform out of Castle Rock Lake. And so as a result of that conversation, he got involved with their wildlife biologist, and then he made a trip down here last week. And in the interim, I also visited with the science teacher at the Troll Strip High School and also got her involved with this project, and she was very excited about it. So Northwestern is going to come down. They're going to set up a platform nest out at Castle Rock Lake. First all they had to do was a line locate, even though there are no lines over there, do a line locate, and then they're going to take a line truck in there and set a pole and a platform on it, with the idea, the possibility that eventually they may put a camera up there. But they felt that initially they would just set the platform up and encourage the ospreys to nest there, and then later on perhaps set up a camera for the kids at school and wherever would be able to view the activities, nesting activities of all of the ospreys. So that was kind of a fun thing, and I did briefly visit today with CPRD to just let them know what I was up to, and also I did visit a little bit with Talon so we can make sure they're able to get their line truck into the pond. So that's kind of a fun project. When I visited with Liz at the CPRD, it fits right in with some of the plans that they're also going to do out at the lake. They're going to set up some type of a wildlife observing point out there for the kids. So that was a fun thing, and I brought back a bunch of these all over the Osprey books that they put out. So it's something fun to get into, and I thought it would be a good opportunity for Northwestern to become part of our community with that type of involvement. So that's what I started last year. Okay. So that's about all that I've got. To report on, we do have we'll be opening bids this week on the road project. So we'll be opening those. We had good turnout of the contractors last week. We had four interested contractors and a good turnout there. And so we'll be opening up those bids, and we'll see where we hopefully we get some good numbers to move forward with our paving project next year. And I did get my newsletter completed, my part of it. So we'll get something going for this next week or so. Okay, that's what I've got. Unless anybody has any questions of me.
Any questions?
Yeah.
In regards to Northwestern, mm-hmm. How do you see this in aspects to our growth of our town, and how would it affect our school? Because our school's
you know, it's a good question, Corey. I don't know. The issues with the school growth are connected, a lot of it, with the Northern Cheyenne, where a lot of the students have moved, relocated from here down to there, and then the difficulty they have with busing. So that's been a challenge for the school. So I just
would hate to see them shut a building down and leave it empty for 3 to 5 years, and then say, "Oh shoot! Now we need this," and happens to an empty building.
Yeah. The activities that they're going to be doing, as far as the natural gas plant and of course nuclear, is quite a ways out in the future.
Okay. Yeah.
But the natural gas, and I don't know what the time. My guess on that natural gas is probably somewhere within between. Probably 5 years from now. So
I just feel like we should make sure our school board's aware of all these timelines, and I don't know that they have been aware, and I hope we can open communication to do so.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that was my concern.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have a real good answer for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. We have no public. Other than Becky, anyone? Not that you're not welcome to make comments, Becky, if you'd like to.
Thanks,
but I'm going to be bringing you up here. So we have no unfinished business. We do have the proposed revisions to the sidewalk ordinance, and that's before you. And I've asked Michelle to kind of do the update on it, because there's some liability issues connected also to it. That this will I'm going to ask you to address it, Michelle.
Sure. The mayor had asked me to take a look at the sidewalk ordinance in large part because what it previously said was that if the city went in and repaired it, that it would then be assessed on the taxes of the homeowner, and they would have to pay back the city for the work that was done. That's what the ordinance said. What the mayor advised me of is that's not what had occurred in the past, that the city would just go in and fix the sidewalk.
Right.
Because sidewalks are a community endeavor and we want to keep the sidewalks nice and all of that. Right around that same time, we found out that MMIA was sending out kind of bulletins like, hey, watch out for sidewalk liability. That's a big deal. And so you need to make sure as a city that you are keeping your sidewalks in good repair. So I kind of combined those things, and MMIA gave us some standard language to use, which did include this notion of, you know, having homeowners having to pay back for the repair of their sidewalks. But we stripped that out because that does not affect the liability portion of it. But continued to keep in there that if someone builds a new home, they are responsible in the first instance for building their sidewalk. That's their cost to put the sidewalk in. But, you know, Mayor and I were talking, if suddenly, you know, you put in a cottonwood tree and 20 years later, the thing is popping the sidewalk up 3 feet, then the city will go. And the way that the ordinance reads is, as long as it's not an emergency, and if it is an emergency, then you have that condemnation requirement that, or you have the condemnation tool that Public Works can come out and say, holy smokes, this is like an immediate thing. We need to get this done now, and they can just go ahead and do it. Otherwise, you ask the owner first, hey, could you repair it? Responsible homeowners hopefully would say, yeah, I'll take care of that and get the job done. But if they don't, then the city is able to move in, take care of it, and that's just a part of doing business as the city. So did they cover everything, Mayor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, you know, just like this is what this ordinance proposed change is what we've been doing, but it removes any opportunities for liability, and we'll have to follow, if the council agrees this, then it has to be followed, and to remove any future liability we may have, so.
Or at least give it a good shot. Do our very best to remove liability and to listen to our insurer.
It cleans up what we've been doing, and it adds that aspect on the liability.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, long-term, you know, kind of relooking at all of the ordinances that are in place. And, you know, the city's been here 25 years now? 20? 25? No, I can't remember. But, you know, those ordinances have been here and the city's been operating in a certain way. And so as we kind of continue on, we'll look at different ordinances and say, okay, is this how we've been doing it? Is this how we want to do it? And just kind of continue to clean up what we've got for city code and try to always make it a little bit better.
Anybody have any questions on moving forward with this? Because this will require us to go through the process of the change of the ordinance. So it'll require a couple meetings for that to occur. So if council is okay with that, we'll change the language on the ordinance and then go through the approval process.
You need a motion made?
Yeah. Why don't you give me a motion for us to move forward?
Mayor, I make a motion that we approving the proposed changes to the sidewalk ordinance.
Okay.
I can second that.
The move second. Any other discussion? Okay. Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Well, thank you very much for that. Okay, the next item then is task order number 46, and what I'll do is entertain a motion to approve task order. Then I'll ask Becky with KLJ to come up and describe what the process will be. Just for everybody's information, this is an economic diversification strategy update. We do have the funds to pay for this from a cohort grant, so I'll entertain a motion to approve task order number 46.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve task order number 46 and update the coal strip diversification study.
And second, please.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded.
Discussion. Becky, would you like to come on up and describe the, the process that will be occurring?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. It's been a while since I've been working in Colstrip, but KLJ here is here quite a bit, so it's nice to be here without my engineers where I have to translate engineers. So I work for KLJ. I've been working there for 11 years. I'm a professional grant writer and public engagement specialist and facilitate quite a few of these. We started doing, Colstrip was our second ever economic diversification strategy when we did the original one in 2017. And then Jim Ashson called us and said, hey, we got a whole board grant, we're interested in updating this, are you interested in coming to do it? And of course we've left with a chance to do it. The process this time will be significantly less strenuous than when we did the original one because we have the original one to go off of. But Economic Development Administration requires that you have a current economic diversification strategy and an economic development strategy in order to get money at the federal level. Current is within the last 5 years. So we're clearly past that in this particular document. And so we're going to update it based on that need. I think Michelle was talking about the grants. Several of the grants you've gotten are from economic development, and it's based on this strategy. So we want to make sure you can continue to use it. Basically, what we're going to do is update all the data that's in here. So everything that we did in 2017, we will update now to current numbers. We will do some public engagement, and I'm going to be working with the mayor and you guys and Jim to figure out what that looks like. I don't think we need to, you know, blow out multiple meetings like we did in the first round of this. And then we'll also be updating the strategies that are in your 2017 that have already been completed, of which there are several. This community has used this report really aggressively, and so we'll be able to show a pattern of use of this document to actually get funding and projects done. And then we will update goals and objectives. The mayor has asked if we can finish that by end of September this year, so that is the goal. So after the task order gets signed, we'll get it signed on our end, get it fully executed, and then start the process as soon as we can. And we should be able to accomplish that timeline as the mayor has requested. I'm happy to take questions. Happy to give you more. Yes?
Any questions?
Your information you gather, are you going to use third-party resources for information? Where I'm going with this, there's an organization that we've come across, and it's more personal with me, is Headwaters. Something Headwaters, and they gather information on communities, and it, in my personal opinion, it's slanted quite a bit, and I'm just curious if you would be using an organization such as them they tout themselves as a database for information on, amazingly enough, coal communities, and doesn't show us in a good light sometimes.
Mayor Williams, Councilman, no, we do not. We typically use only EDA appropriate. They have a list of where they think data is most best gathered. That's typically a national database. And then we use typical things like census. We do industry market work. We will do that internally. I have a research person, that's all they do, and we'll use all of the approved EDA lines. We don't use anything that we can't verify at the national level as valid. So.
Thank you.
Of course.
Any other questions? Okay, well, thanks for coming down. I wanted the council to meet you.
I appreciate that. So. Looking forward to it. We have a really good time doing this, so I'm looking forward to the update.
Okay, great. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course, thank you.
Okay, that ends our business. If there is no other business, then we have a vote.
How are we going to vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Councilmember Hadler.
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander.
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley.
Approved. Yes.
Yes.
I wrote approved here.
Yeah. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Just read your script. Two steps in one. Yes,
yeah,
and approved.
Just,
we're done.
Taking notes.
Task order number 45 has passed, and thank you very much. And thank you again, Becky. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And a good start on that. So, if there's no other business to come before the council, I will close the meeting. Thank you, everybody.